And, you know, they're redder than the other. And we have people that tell me that you know, they're dark skinned, and they tell me they're more English.
English?
English than the other. There's the Irish and the English. And the Irish, he got more red about him than the Englishman. I didn't know whether you saw son-in-law or not.
No, I didn't. I saw her but I didn't see her.
Yeah, well, her son-in-law, he got a lot of English blood in him. I know all his kids for me, and he got a lot of English blood in him. They tell me some of his great grandfathers or something like that came from England over here.
Oh, yeah.
And they was all, they were good, husky, good working people, but they was, they had that darker than the color, you know what I mean.
Did any of your ancestors, did they come from England or?
Not that I ever knew of. They might too, but I never knew of them.
Do you have any or know of any insulting words that other races might use to refer to white people?
Some of them are pretty
okay, if you had a fishing rod that you liked very much and your grandson broke it, you might say that you got awfully wet about it. What would you say? You got awfully...
Not mad about it.
Mad. Is there anything else? Would you feel any other... I mean, anything else?
Well, some people would say vexed, but it means the same thing. If you got angry about it, well, it's over and over.
Hey, after working pretty hard all day like you did today, by nighttime you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
If the school nurse sent a little boy home early, well, the school nurse sent a little boy home early because he wet at school. Like the little boy wet sick at school today.
If he was sick, they sent him home. Like that. Times they. You said, well, no, maybe he's all right in the morning part, but he'll develop a sick headache or different things. And they had to take him off.
If he did develop that, what would you say that he was sick?
You could say he had a sick headache if he had a headache.
If it were in his stomach,
you'd say he had a stomach ache.
Would you say that he got sick at school or took sick at school or
that's
was?
Right. Taking sick.
And if a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick?
You said that his stomach. Sick on his stomach.
On the stomach.
His biggest boy here was sick last week. He was sick on his stomach.
He was.
Had nothing around the fever. Yeah, it was what they call a flu epidemic over here in the clinic. We kind of thought that was what they were doing about his fever going. His fever went to 104.
Grandpa, let's go crazy. She got a free
on. Well, yeah, I see.
What would you call a noisy, prankish kind of celebration after a wedding, if some of the people who are at the wedding wanted to tease or embarrass the bride and groom?
Well, I'd call him a teaser, and I would know it just,
So would a whole group of people would just call them teasers?
Okay.